Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block commentary is brought to you by Walmart Stores, Monsanto, the Renewable Fuels Association, and John Deere. And now for today's commentary. Back from Europe, I was in Belgium, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, and Germany the last 10 days, riding a bicycle through the picturesque countryside. Beautiful, magnificent fields of wheat and corn, potatoes and sunflowers. Europe has a very good crop. The corn has received optimum rainfall, maybe a little too much for the wheat. Some farms are having a little trouble with their wheat harvest because of the wet weather. I estimate that their corn yield is about 200 bushel per acre. That's pretty good. We spent 3 days in Brussels. That happens to be the headquarters of the European Commission, the European Union. The Commission estimates the barley yield up 5%, corn up 20%, wheat up 10%, and Romanian corn production to be double what it was last year. France and Italy registering big increases. These are impressive numbers, and it's no accident. In a free economy, high prices encourage more planted acres, and with reasonable weather, you get more production. European farmers have lived with a 10% set-aside for years, but this year, no set-aside. It's the European version of planting fence row to fence row. All of this sounds familiar. We have a big crop here in the United States. Corn should be a record yield. Our prices have come off their record high, just like Europe. Our farmers are in a positive mood, and so are the European farmers. One difference, we complain about $4 gasoline. They pay more like $10 or $12 per gallon. Now, looking back, it was a wonderful trip, enjoying beautiful fields of growing crops. Farmers harvesting wheat and baling straw, cattle grazing, fat sheep munching green pastures. That's what I'm going to see next week when I walk the fields and check our own corn down on the farm in Illinois. And I'll report to you what I find. Until next week, I am John Block, back from Europe.